Father, I just thank you and I praise you for the gift of joy. I thank you, Father God, that you are truly with us. You're here, Father God, to lead, God, and direct us. And Father God, tonight, I just want you to open up your children's spiritual ears, their spiritual eyes. Let them hear and see what you're saying. Father God, bring us to that height in your kingdom that we need to go to in order to do the miracles that you're calling us to do. And Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, what I'm going to do here tonight is we're just going to talk about miracles. I read where this was an article I was reading. It's called Tent Revivals Are Here. This is going on right now in Nashville, Tennessee. And they called it, first of all, they called it the Field of Dreams when they started, and now they're calling it the Highway Revival. Now, what began as Mundy and Jennifer Martin doing they started street evangelism in their community for 365 days straight, combined with prayer and soaking sessions online, led to a four-day tent revival called Field of Dreams. Mundy and Jennifer Martin hosted this event under a tent on a huge plot of land right off the interstate. They are now beginning to call it the Highway Revival because it's next to the major American highway I-24. A massive outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It has become a massive outpouring of the Holy Spirit every night. People are weeping at the altar, giving their lives to Jesus Christ, and immediately being placed into disciple-making groups. Youth and adults alike are encountering heaven. Miracles are healing bodies. Demons are leaving people that have been hiding there for years. Deaf ears have opened, and the Shekinah glory of God is overwhelming and most blissful to many who have never experienced it before. Many have received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. What is even more exciting is many of them are young kids who, after being filled with the Spirit, receive their prayer language. They go home and are still elated in God's presence on their parents' floors. Mundy and Jennifer Martin and their team have also been staying late, making sure people receive their full deliverance. In other words, when everything's closed down, they stay there until the person's delivered. The prayer team is seeing multiple demon deliverances every night. This is a strong glory realm like we have never seen in 20 years. Marriages have been healed from this revival. A couple headed for divorce reconsidered because of the healing and deliverance they individually experienced, and now they are working it out. Another couple got baptized together and said they have fallen completely in love with each other again. Come and join the revival. Make plans now all over America to come join the Highway Revival, which is now extended every night with no end date. What did God say when the revival breaks out? It's not going to end, and you'll be there every night. All right, this is happening at the Field of Dreams in Smyrna, Tennessee. It is being held on Trident Drive off of Interstate I-24 off of the Almville Road exit directly behind Speedway gas station in a huge open field. Your life will never be the same. To God be all the glory for what he is doing here. This has become a move of God that is touching all ages. It's outside the four walls of a building. See that? Outside the four walls of a building. It's changing destinies and bringing freedom. The encounters people are having are innumerable. Tears and decades lost are being restored. Marriages have been restored. Physical healings are instantaneous. The hunger is unprecedented. We can't go back now. When revival comes, we won't let go. Get here and be sure to invite pastors and congregations who need refreshment and youth pastors who can encourage your youth groups to come and experience the Holy Spirit. More amazing miracles and salvations. One evening, the Holy Spirit gave Mundy Martin a word about a woman's nose that had a deviated septum, and she hadn't been able to breathe out of it properly for 36 years because of an accident she'd gotten into when she was 4 years old. She can breathe completely and perfectly now. She also went to her optometrist the next day and found out that she had 20/20 vision and no longer needs glasses. Another woman was healed who was thrown out of a truck decades ago and can now use her legs and hips and back and spine with no pain at all. Jennifer Martin also pulled a woman out of her wheelchair and she began jumping, which she could not do before. One man who had been able to cry, who had not been able to cry, said that he cried for the first time in 40 years. You know, we have Linnell who can't cry. He's never been able to cry. And when I was talking to Brother Chris about this, that it wouldn't be wonderful for the Holy Spirit to fall upon him, and he started crying. Because he keeps saying, why can't I cry? And see, I never heard of that before until I read about this lady. Dozens and dozens of people came forward to receive Jesus Christ just within the last 7 days and were immediately water baptized on site in a heated tank. They had a, you know, a trough that you put water in for cows and stuff, and they heated the water in there. They came to a good place where they can be discipled now in small groups in their region and online so that this disciple-making movement can reach all over the nation. They just don't get them saved. They make sure they put them in a group where somebody's going to minister to them, you know, and just not let them hang in there where they go back out into the world. This is not about head counting numbers at the altar. It's a move of God which recognizes that one God encounter is just the beginning of a true disciple's life. And we are committing to teaching and training these people to truly know Jesus. Holy Spirit, we say more. We are not stopping until the glory of God touches every margin of society in this special city. To Jesus be all the praise for what he is doing in this incredible outpouring. Then again, they give the directions for the tent revival, and it's in Tennessee. Delaware. Why are we not doing that? That husband and wife just said, well, let's just go out on the street every day. Let's just start ministering to people. Did it straight for 365 days, and God moved. What are you doing? And I was saying to Christopher, I said, we used to go out on the streets all the time we first started the church, and we saw a mighty move of God. We haven't been out on the streets for quite some time, ever since he stopped the March for Jesus, right? Lighthouse Church, what are we doing? Right? All right, this one here is by, what's her name? Can't remember her name. Huh? Catherine Walters? Yeah. All right, she's the people were asking me about the Denny story. It's on a set of my CDs, so I said I would write it. It's funny but powerful. Do you love signs and wonders? I do. Well, do you know that when you yield to the Holy Spirit, sometimes you get to be the sign and the wonder? This is Catherine writing. Some years ago, I was ministering in the Midwest. I did a Wednesday night meeting, had a great time. After the meeting, we, the pastor and I, were hungry, and so we went to find something to eat. The only thing open was a Denny's, and not my favorite, and it was crowded with young people and all kinds of people. We ordered some apple pie and ice cream. While we were eating, now this got me, the place got held up, but no one took any notice. I assumed it was normal. After we had eaten, we went to the front to pay. Let me try and describe how the front of it was laid out. There was a long glass counter, and inside the counter were displayed loads of awesome-looking pies and cakes. You had to walk the length of the counter and turn back around, and there was another glass counter. It was shaped like an L. The register was on this other part of the L shape. Now, my friend, Pastor Shirley, rested her purse on the counter, got out a credit card, and paid for the apple pies we had eaten. When she turned to put her wallet back in her purse, she suddenly got frozen in the spirit. I don't know if you have ever experienced that. Brother Al has. But the presence of God comes on you so strong that you can't move, not even bat an eyelid. It's like being encased in something strong but gentle at the same time. Well, Catherine said that, well, that has happened to me many times, and I have seen many people and children, even toddlers, frozen like this many times. I have seen rooms full of people all frozen like that. You are usually taken away somewhere by the Holy Spirit, to heaven or somewhere, or something God wants to show you. I was with a lady one time who was taken away with the Lord, and he showed her the inside of a volcano and showed her how it worked. And he showed her a volcano under the ocean. She said she had always wondered how volcanoes worked. See how awesome God is. When I was having a dinner with Sid Roth one night, I was about to eat my steak, and suddenly I was taken away and found myself in a large building in Florida. I saw the Todd Bentley revival from start to finish and what would happen. Then I was brought back to the dinner, and everyone was eating their dessert. I remember I was sitting next to Mike Schrever at the time. This was about 9 months before we ever heard of Todd. Now let's stop there. She said that I remember Jesse Duplantis talks about he ministered and he wanted a steak, and so they went to get a steak. And it, just as he got his steak, God said, go back to your bedroom, your hotel room, because I want to remember that story. I want to show you some. So he went back there, and God took him to heaven. He missed the steak, but he got a trip to heaven. You know, so God, and what I'm saying here is God can move upon you anytime that he wants to move upon you, any place. You know, it does not matter what you're doing. If you want God to move upon you, God will. Well, you keep telling me that, but it doesn't happen. Well, wait. And that, didn't you just hear sing that song, Wait? Well, we're tired of waiting. Well, wait anyhow. And then what's the other thing we do? Trust. And that what he said this morning, trust. All right, anyway, back to Denny's. Shirley was standing there with her hands half raised because she was putting her wallet away, and she was suddenly frozen. You can tell it's not a normal thing or someone trying to be perfectly still because they aren't there, if you know what I mean. The person is not conscious of things around them, and usually when they come back, they have no idea how long they have been gone. It has happened as in the Hebrides revival. People would be going away for several days. Some of you need to go away for 7 days. And when you come back, you might be changed, right? But not you people, all of us. I would like to do that too. Well, anyhow, the lady saw the whole of the war. Did I miss a page? The lady saw the whole of the war. She was taken away for a week. They thought she wasn't coming back, and maybe they should prepare to bury her. As my friend stood at the front of Denny's counter, frozen, I stood just nearby because I didn't know how long she would be. People were coming out of the restaurant. Some of them said to me after glancing at Shirley, what is she doing? I wanted to say, I don't know. I've never seen her before. Of course I didn't. But really, what can you say? I finally said, well, she's talking to God, I think. Oh, they said. Some laughed, but some stayed and sat on the little bench. I guess they wanted to see what was going to happen. More people came out, and I said the same thing. Then the manager came out and said to me, can you move her over? You see, people didn't want to walk past her because they knew it was something they weren't sure about, so no one was going to pay their bill. No, I can't move her. You move her, I said. She wasn't exactly a little size 3 kind of person. The manager thought about it and then went outside and came back in with some of the thin red cones from the parking lot. He put them around the counter and some behind Shirley, so they led to the register. Then people had a little pathway to go pay their bills. I waited and watched. I always make a note of the time in supernatural events. After 55 minutes, Shirley began to move a little. When that heavy anointing lifts off you, it lifts gradually, not suddenly, so the person begins to move slightly at first. I went and stood next to Shirley as she came out of her trance. She looked around. There were about 15 people standing and sitting at the side, all staring at her. You've been going about an hour, I said, in case she was wondering why everyone was staring. Oh, I had a vision, she replied. I think you had more than a vision, I responded. Shirley isn't one to waste opportunities, so she walked over to the little crowd of people at the side. She prophesied over some and had a few words of knowledge. She got a few people healed and saved. Shirley became a sign that made people sit there for an hour and wonder. Have you heard about people doing this before? You know, I have, and it happens a lot, but people just don't talk about it. God would like for each one of you to be a sign and a wonder. Just don't do it when you're driving, please. I think it would be the most, I know that I've been frozen and God's taken me away for hours, but I think it would be wonderful if we could just do that. And see, I never knew where I went or what, I didn't know what happened to me. But if we could just, if God would do that to us and we would actually see something like these people did. You saw the war, saw the volcano, whatever. Now, I don't know what these people did that they were so special. I really don't know. Like the time when God, you know, told me to get back out of bed and, you know, you flooded my bedroom with light and told me to get back out on my knees. And I did. Next thing I knew, I was in the air with God and what, an angel or somebody. And I was looking down inside my house. I could see my husband there in the bed and saw myself kneeling beside the bed. Then we went somewhere. I don't know where I went. I honestly, that's all I remember. And I don't know how long I was going. And God can do whatever he wants to do to us. But I do believe that each time I've had one of those encounters, and I've had more than one, I do believe that God took me somewhere and showed me something. But I just, for some reason or other, I just don't remember it. I really believe that's what was going on with my ministry. I believe I was getting special anointings to do the things God was calling me forth to do when I was on those trips. Where am I at? As a spirit moves stronger and more freely than maybe in a regular church service, if you are born again and spirit filled, your realm, the spiritual living, is different. As the spirit moves stronger and more freely than maybe in a regular church service, if you are born again and spirit filled, your realm, the spiritual living, is different. This is still Catherine talking. She's had great encounters with God. Twice she's been at an airport and couldn't get to the line in time for her plane. And so an angel would tell her, go this way. And she'd go, there would be a blank wall there, and he'd make a door there, and she'd walk through and be the first one on the airplane. She did that then. That happened to her twice, but she could write a book over the experiences that she's had. She said, we aren't created for the earth. We are just residing here for a while, but our home is in the spirit. We are citizens of heaven. How many times has God told us that we need to live in a third heaven? And I really believe that this is part of living in a third heaven, where God can come at any given time, freeze us, as she says, and take our spirits wherever he wants to take it to and show us supernatural things. How many of you are really comfortable living here on this earth? Yeah, I'm not really comfortable here anymore. I don't mind living, you know, being, but I know that there's more for us up there than there is here. I don't mean die and go there. I mean just be transported there, because God said he's opened up the heavens and we can go anytime we want to. Something is keeping us from going back and forth. What is it? I want everybody to think about this. What is it in your life? Because I'm thinking about it. What is it in your life that's keeping you from going back and forth like God said we could? The heavens opened over you. All right. If you are excited about the move of God, let me tell you, there is so much more God can do, so much more he is. He is a much more God, and it is a much more salvation. The angels are around you all the time. They are a part of your life. I have so many stories of angels in my house. God has created doors where there is no door. Three times at Sydney Airport, he has made a door in the wall. Expect amazing things, guys. Start believing for the miracles to happen in your life. I keep hearing the word first fruit. All week I've heard the word first fruit. You know, Jesus died and rose again. He was a first fruit. So I know what God's trying to tell us. He wants us to be the first fruit of the miracles. He wants us to be the first fruit of going to back and forth to heaven so we can tell other people. He wants us to be the first fruit of people who are frozen and being a sign and a wonder to other people. He wants us to do it first. But first, we have to find out what is it, God, what barrier is there keeping me from becoming a first fruit person? A person that does it before anybody else does it. If we are forerunners, then we should be doing that, you know. Or are we just talking that we're forerunners? Is it really the truth? Are we really paving a way for others to say, oh, wow, look what they can do. If they can do it, we can do it too. That's what we should be doing as a forerunner church. We should be going back and forth to heaven. We should be having this revival like these people are having in Tennessee right now. And she says, no one is excluded. We are all included. God wants every one of his children to walk in these miracles. Why are you content in the state that you're in? This is what you have to ask yourself. This is one of your barriers. If you're too content at the state you're in, you're happy this little spot you found. You know, you've got a little bit of what you want, and right now you don't want any more. You're going to have to become very discontent at the place you're in your walk with God right now before you have supernatural encounters. You can no longer be content just having God use you to prophesy or having God just, you know, give you a word of knowledge for somebody. You can't be content there anymore. There's so much more that God wants us to do. The greater works is where God said he was taking us. We've not gone there yet. I'm hearing God say you're going to have to become more hungry and more thirsty than you are right now for the supernatural to be involved in your life. I'm hearing God say, we are so content at just a little when he wants us to have a magnitude of heaven. We just get a little glimpse or a little touch, you know, and we're happy with that. And he doesn't want us to be happy with that no more. I'm hearing him say, he wants us to be on fire about going to heaven. That nothing is going to satisfy you until you make a trip there. Come on. You know, I don't believe everybody writes a book about dying and going to heaven really went. But, you know, why don't we? I don't want us to die. But why don't we make a trip to heaven and come back, not dying, but just go and come back and be a sign and a wonder to the people? Because I believe that when you do that, the glory of God's going to be all over you. And people are going to know you've been spending time somewhere with God. And they won't question you. They'll just know that you've been in the presence of the Almighty God. The one pastor who's a mother, you know, always I told you about her. She always had her coffee in the morning. And one morning they went to come to the kitchen and couldn't get into the kitchen. But could see her sitting there and the glory of God was all in the kitchen for 3 days. And then the glory left. Why not us? If I was you, I would always have everything, you know, my house clean however you want, make sure the stove's not on. I would just be prepared to go at any given time. Because you don't know how long you're going to go. And you just don't know what's going to happen when you come back. And I would just have things fixed just so, here I am, God, I'm ready. But if you really don't care what things look like, that's fine too. Just be living and just let God take you on out of there, out of here, and bring us back. God said, I want to give you supernatural strength because you're going to need it whenever you make a trip to heaven. So when you come back, you won't evaporate. I just heard that. And I'm hearing God say the lights are on and the invitation is out. And all you have to do is just really desire it. And some of you are not desirous enough, he's saying. You think you are. You think, well, I really want to do that, God. But he said, you're not really at that place where he can just take you. well, who's going to keep my kids? Who's going to do this, that, and the other? Well, you know, I gave you some of you that article where the lady left her home. Well, no, the police called her, said, we need to talk to you. And they put her in prison for 2 years, and she had two small children. She didn't have time to prepare for somebody to take care of her kids or anything. So, you know, don't worry about your kids. God will take care of your kids. Don't worry about your husband and wife. They're just going to have to live with it. You know what I'm saying? Don't worry about your position in the church or at your job. You know, if God supernaturally snatches you away, you probably won't need a job when you come back because you'll be on tour. Tell about your experience in heaven, right? And they pay you to do that, don't they? Good money, I heard. So, you know, there's nothing really to worry about. You know, there's always another state job. Come on. We need to desire to go to heaven more than we even desire to eat. And it keeps coming to me, you know, what's that scripture about? Is not bread known? You know, you don't. What? Yeah, God keeps saying, that he keeps giving, man does not live by bread alone. You know, and God is saying, I'm going to take care of you. I want to take you to the end of the supernatural. I want to do supernatural things with you. And how many of you are really, I'm always saying, well, what happened to my two boys? You know, so see, I can't trust God to take care of them two boys for a couple hours. You see what I'm saying? Well, somebody will get in my room and steal my money. I mean, these are things I think about. If you snatch me away, they'll go in my room and root around that they find my money that I have put away. You see what I'm saying? And so I'm being honest with you. So what do you think about? Why can't you be snatched away? You still work at the cafeteria? Who's going to feed the kids? I need to be there so I can do my part, put the trays there or something. So are you really ready to be taken, being frozen, caught up, however you want to put it? Are you really ready to go up into the heavenly places and sit with the Father and have him give you a divine download so you can come back and give it to the body of Christ? We are not. We might be now, but we were not, because we were thinking of all these things that had to be taken care of while we were gone. You know, when God said to me, get back out of that bed, because I've been praying and got into bed, get back out of that bed and get on your knees. Then he snatched me away. I didn't have time to think. You know, I have a job. I have children who are in school. I didn't have time to think of all that. He just took me away. How about you? How about you? Are you ready for the supernatural realm? Are you really? That's why we were singing those songs about trusting God and everything. Are you? He didn't know that, but that's really why. I'd have told him I didn't want that song. So, but come on. Are you really ready for the supernatural? Are you really ready to be a sign and a wonder? I want a word. I want a word. You don't need a word. You need to go to heaven and have a visitation. That'll change you. Your word is not changing you because I've been watching you. You hear what I'm saying? We need a divine visitation from the Father. And this is the day and this is the hour that he wants to do this. Are you ready? Are you thinking? I said, well, if I get caught up for a couple of days, I'll lose my job. And what am I going to do? They already get on me. See? If God does that to you, he's going to take care of you. Just like the man at Denny's, he was worried about people not paying their bill. He went, you know, there was something wonderful going on there, but none of them saw it. All they knew is that he wasn't getting his money for that food he cooked them. See? America is not ready for the miracles of God because we're too caught up in the things of the world. And the world has nothing to offer us. Heaven has everything to offer us. All right, we've gone through this stage. Is it really heaven? Is God really real? Is he really going to do all this stuff he says? We've gone through all that gauntlet of junk. Let's quit. God is real. Heaven is real. Hell's real. I know. I've been to hell. Hell's real. I know that. Come on. God is ready to use us for signs, wonders, and miracles because we are ushering in the second coming of Jesus Christ. And God needs workers. He needs you to be visit heaven. What did he do with John? Took him to heaven, didn't he? And gave him all that revelation. And then sent him back. He didn't keep him. He sent him back. Are you understanding this? I don't want to die to go to heaven. I just want to go to heaven and look around and see what I have to see and learn what I have to learn and then come back. God's ready to... This is when I'm here, and he's ready to minister salvation to your mind. Because your mind's not saved. Your mind's still in the world. And he wants to take your mind out of the world so he can put heavenly things in your mind, and then you'll desire all of heaven instead of part of heaven and part of the world. So that's what's going to happen if you come to the altar tonight. He's going to save your mind.